Hoostalk 1450 KFIZ. We welcome you back into hour number two of the program here on a Friday. Of course, hour number two devoted to our conversation with our friends in law enforcement and the segment with the Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office, talking with Deputy Derek Rehfeldt this morning about an event coming up actually next week on the 12th of May. It's a Brat and Burger Fry to benefit the Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office Benevolent Association. So we're going to learn a little bit more about the Benevolent Association here this morning and tell you about how you can help out with the Brat and Burger Fry coming up next week. Deputy Rehfeldt, thanks for joining us. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great, Spencer. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, appreciate you taking some time. This is it's that time of the year, right, where we get to see a lot of Brat and Burger Fries happening, and definitely good to see one helping out a great cause with the Benevolent Association. We'll get in the details about how folks can stop by and get a brat or a burger on the 12th here in just a bit. But for folks who are unfamiliar with the Benevolent Association, tell us what it is, who's all involved with it, and what's its key purpose, if you could.
So our Sheriff's Office Benevolent Association is comprised of both active and retired members of the Sheriff's Office throughout the Sheriff's Office, and we both work together to provide services to the community as far as raising money to donate to local charities and things like that. So when we do our different brat fries, we do a brat fry coming up here on the 12th, and then we also do a steak fry. And then we're also at other events where we volunteer our times and things like that. So the members of the Sheriff's Office are donating their time to volunteer for these things, because, you know, the important part is being active in your community. And I think all the members on the Benevolent Association have that pride in, you know, working in the community that we live in, and, you know, take pride in that.
Yeah, you talk about being someone who serves and protects the community. Obviously, you're involved with a number of different day-to-day things that happen with the Sheriff's Office. More often than not, they're, you know, things that are probably not the best of circumstances, right? So being on a group like this with the Benevolent Association, for those who are involved with it, it's probably a pretty good feeling to give back and give back to that community they serve in, right?
Absolutely. It's, you know, I think it's important, you know, when you're in this type of profession, to be able to work with the community and give back to the community. And it's a great opportunity for us to interact with the public, and it's a really good thing. So we definitely enjoy doing that.
When you talk about some of the things that the Benevolent Association has given back to, I know there's a handful of scholarships that are handed out traditionally to high school seniors as they go ahead to college. But I know there's been some other projects and other community things that have been given back to. Can you highlight some of those things that that the Benevolent Association maybe has donated to in the past or continues to donate to?
So the Sheriff's Office Benevolent Association has donated to different types of food pantries in Fond du Lac County, different entities as far as, you know, the Flight for Heroes, where they're able, military veterans are able to go on a flight. There's also different types of things that we donate, different types of organizations, ASTOP, pretty much. Everywhere in Fond du Lac County, we've donated to a lot of different organizations. You know, we try to give to a lot of different organizations.
Very cool. And I'm sure the people that the people and the groups you've given back to are very grateful for that support too, right?
Absolutely. It's definitely a great working relationship, and it's important that we're, you know, able to interact with the public and, you know, have a positive relationship.
So let's talk about the Brat Fry. It's coming up on Wednesday, May 12th. Give us kind of the details. What can people expect? Where is it being located, and what's all going to be served up at the Brat Fry next week?
Our Brat Fry is going to be on Wednesday, May 12th, and it's going to be outside the north entrance of the City County Government Center in Fond du Lac. The sale is going to go from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. If you would like to do a pre-order, you can give the call number of 920-960-4356 or email me at Derek, D-E-R-E-K, dot Rehfeldt, R-E-H-F-E-L-D-T, at fdlco.wi.gov by noon. And if there are orders of five or more, we're able to actually deliver that. But what's going to be on the menu? We're going to have some baked goods, wraps, burgers, cheeseburgers, soda and water, and chips. So those are the items that will be on the menu. And like I said, we'll be doing pre-orders till tomorrow, and otherwise we'll have a walk-up order system on Wednesday, May 12th.
Very cool. So a great way to help help out an organization that gives back to our community quite a bit with the Brat Fry. Again, as Derek said, that's May 12th, next week, Wednesday, and it looks like 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. for the walk-up sale. Is that right?
That's right.
Very cool. Anything else you wanted to highlight going on at the Sheriff's Office? I know in the past when we've had you on, you've talked about your involvement, I think, in the schools. Is that right? Anything else you wanted to highlight this morning as we talk here on Behind the Badge about how things have maybe been going? I know the school year is coming to an end, right? So it's probably an exciting time for kids and maybe even folks like yourself too, right?
Absolutely. So, I mean, at the end, I am at Oakfield School District, so over the last this semester, we have schools are starting to go back in person. It's a really good thing. It's good to see kids back. We're still doing masks and things on that standpoint, but it's good to see the kids back in school. Good to see them excited, playing sports, doing those things, getting back into those things. And what we, for a while, our norm was a lot different than what we're used to, and it's starting to feel like we're kind of getting back into order with things with vaccines and all that stuff coming out. So it's been a good transition into the summer, and we're hoping, like I said, to kick it off with this Brat Fry and, you know, kind of end the year on a bang here, the school year on the bang, and keep going.
Excellent. Well, Deputy Rehfeldt, thanks for your time. We appreciate it, and good luck with everything. We'll talk again soon.
All right. Thanks a lot. Have a good one.